The Audit Bureau is critical of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which replaced the State Department of Commerce. State Senator Robert Coles of DePere co-chairs the legislature's Joint Audit Committee.
This is not acceptable.
The report says WEDC violated state law by awarding money to ineligible projects or by not collecting enough data. Reed Hall is the secretary and CEO of WEDC. He took over the post late last year. In a written response to the Audit Bureau, he cited the agency's high staff turnover rate and says he is implementing changes. Plus, Hall's statement says the WEDC was purposefully created with greater flexibility than a state agency.
But we disagree that we are violating the statutes. We think that we've met the intent of the statute, if not the clear language of the statute. If there are areas that we need to improve on, we will do that.
State Senator Coles disagrees. He says the WEDC has failed to track delinquent loans and job creation numbers.
They have financial statements from any entity that received grants or loans. They were supposed to have their financial statements each year. Some half of those companies did not provide those things. Another one that jumped out is ineligible expenses. There were some grant awards given to entities that should not have gotten them.
The legislature's Joint Audit Committee will question WEDC officials at a hearing on May 9th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.